This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Delightful chatting with Jason before the broadcast. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. We broadcast Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. And if you'd like to call us, if you've got something germane to the discussion to add, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And there is a telephone listen line, and it operates live when we are live, so 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time for USA Prepares, and it's the Global Star Network, and it's 712-770-9418, 712-770-9418. Kyle Harris is with us today, and we're going to be talking about how to do things better. We're going to talk about chainsaws. We're going to be talking about what if people show up. How do you decide who you're going to let in to the tent and who you're not? And I've got a few stories that I'd like to share with you, things that have happened in the last few days, and also tips from the book. Welcome, Kyle Harris.
Good morning, Vince. This is going to be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And I was telling Jason, our engineer, that what happens around here at USA Prepares is we get calls, and when I like the person calling and I like what that person has to say, I often invite them to come on the air again and again and become instructors. And what I was referring to specifically was your wife, you, and it's wonderful. And that's how it happened. You just called in, and I liked you guys separately, and then I found out that you were roommates. And that's how it happened. And I want to thank you for that. So we're going to talk, about chainsaws? Where do you want to start, Kyle?
Well, let's start with chainsaws, and then the second half of this program and maybe into the next one, because I don't know if we're going to get through it. I'd like to really consider what kind of, let's just assume for at the second half that the Schumer and the Pelosi really hit the fan, and it's, we really have a survival situation. So what are the upsides, downsides of personalities and different things like that? And, but the first part, let's start. We kind of touched on chainsaws last time, a little bit. I was going to suggest, you know, people need to, in case there's a grid down survival situation, and assuming you can and have got gas that is preserved, which should be a no-brainer, and you have gallons and gallons of bar oil, of two-stroke oil, so that you can run your chainsaws. I was wanting to think in terms of giving people an overview or a thought process of what I've learned about chainsaws and the different cuts on the blades, different maintenance items, different sprockets, and different brands. So anyway, I'll start off with, personally, I burnt up two Husqvarnas, and I have three steels that have, one of them I've had for close to 20 years. It's an old 31. It's getting hard to even get parts for it, hardly anymore. Then I have an old 34 and an old 36. I have a friend of mine who is a Husqvarna nut. I should say an acquaintance. But he loves Husqvarna saws. The only thing is, he only buys the pro saw. And folks, if you're thinking about buying a saw and putting the money out to buy a saw, my opinion is you shouldn't buy anything but the pro version. They're going to cost you usually $150 more to get a pro version compared to the regular, you know, homeowner version. But I also think that you should have smaller saws, because the 034 and 036 just limbing trees can get kind of old. I mean, it works real good, and you can get used to it if you're doing it all day long. But my dad used to say, don't ever look a gift horse in the mouth. I have two Poulin, one Poulin Pro. It's called a Pro, but I got it at a garage sale for $15. And I have another one that the guy couldn't get started, and it's a little small Poulin saw that I bought for $5 because the guy couldn't get it started. Well, I have got both of those saws running, and I have used them, both of them, for right at somewhere between 15 and 18 years. And they'll still start up and run like crazy. I've replaced chains on them things probably at least 5 times, if not more. But so if you come across a really good buy on a chainsaw, having more than one and duplicity in these things, don't depend on one or two items like chainsaws. I would have 3 or 4 or 5 of them. That's my opinion. Because that's something you cannot afford to be without, is a way to heat your house. And you better have a way to have wood in the house, a wood heat of some sort, and an access to it, or a whole bunch of it stored up. But in my opinion, that's the way to go. I have a little funny story I'll tell you, Vince, and then I'll let you chime in. So I was at a garage sale, and this guy was leaving the area, and he had in the case, it looked like brand spanking new, the chain and everything, a little tiny home light saw, and it was a small one. I thought, man, just perfect for limbing. And he said, well, I haven't started that thing in years. And he didn't even say how long. And I said, well, how much do you want for it? He said, well, I'm leaving. He says, $5. So this is a true story. I paid $5 for that saw, brought it home, got it running, which it didn't take nothing to get it running. But I noticed trying to cut through, it was so weak that trying to cut through even like a 4-inch little limb, it would just bog down. It was just gutless. It was terrible. So I thought to myself, you know, I just don't want to deal with this. It's not worth dealing with, but the thing looked brand new. So I stuck it in the paper for $100, and somebody bought that thing within the first 30 minutes that the paper came out, literally. I mean, it was gone instantly. All right, because they just wanted a little saw for camping, you know. That's all they were going to do with it. And I thought that's fine. That'll work great for that, but not for how much I want to use it. And wouldn't you know? I had $5 into $100, and I come the very next weekend. I hit another garage sale, and I found a little steel MS-170. And, oh, it ran like a top. But you could tell it had some use to it. The guy, it was not new. The chain was about half gone. But it was it looked like a, you know, of the original chain. So I figured, well, this hasn't got a ton of use. And so I asked the guy how much he wanted for it. And he said $125. And I thought, well, for a little 170, that's probably a little much. And so I offered him $100. And it come back to $100. He said, I'll take $110. And he just did not want to let go of it, and it was really in nice shape. So I was willing to do that. So basically, I ended up with $15 in this steel MS-170, and that was about 3 years ago, and it's still going strong. Works perfect, does the limbing, cuts through 4 inches worth of wood like it hardly ain't even there. So that's just my thoughts on what some of the things that I have seen about the saws. We can go into the cut on the blades and stuff like that after you comment on what you've got, because I know you probably got something.
Well, I find our discussions fascinating. And we have never talked about what saws we have. I did mention that we have Husqvarna, and I don't like them. And we've got a couple of them. But let me just tell you which saws we have, and then we'll talk a little bit more about it. So we have a McCulloch Timber Bear, which is kind of a heavy saw. A lot of torque, lower RPM. I like it, but it's heavy. It's an older saw, probably, maybe 30 years old. And we have two Husqvarnas, rancher size, and I hate them. And I hate them because of the company. What they've done is Husqvarna makes a plastic case, and this is considered a farm type saw. So it's not like the homeowner's model that gets used maybe every couple of years. This is one that's designed to be used way more often. Well, the case that the handle, the hand grip, the case for the engine, it's actually called a crank case, believe it or not. It's all plastic. All plastic. And ours broke. Now, what does it take to get a new case? This plastic housing that holds the engine and the bar, about a couple $100. About half the price of the saw for this injection molded plastic piece. And so here we are, we've got extra parts, extra chains, extra bars, extra everything. We must have 40 chains for this particular size bar that fits on the Husqvarna saw. And the dilemma is, do we buy another one of these junky saws, or do we just cut our losses and go right to the steel? And that's STIHL, pronounced steel. So what do we have? We have one McCulloch, a larger saw for the farm. We have a couple Husqvarna ranch-type saws for the farm. We have a steel limbing saw, and we have a Homelight limbing saw, 5 saws. So we're not in a contest, Kyle and I, but what we're telling you is this lifestyle requires this number of saws. That's what it does. And what do we have for bar and chain oil? Gallons. Why? Because we know we're going to use it. We know we're going to need it. We heat with wood, and without a chainsaw, it's going to be really cold around here. No kidding. Really cold. Because if you try to cut wood with an axe, if you try to split wood with an axe, if you try to cut wood with a handsaw, you're going to give up really soon. Really soon. We'll be right back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle and I are talking about chainsaws right now. We're talking about the... There is a difference between the homeowner's chainsaw and one that would be used on a farm, you know, to cut enough wood to actually heat your house. And you mentioned pooling, and you mentioned pro saws. Now, I think the term pro is carelessly used, because I did have a pooling pro, and that thing I don't think lasted 30 days. And it was called a Poulin Pro, and I went to the PoulinPro.com website, and they've got this guy. He's got a face guard on. Looks like he's got a helmet on. He's got earmuffs on. He's got gloves on. Looks, and he's got a crossbuck to saw a piece of wood. And what is the piece of wood? Well, it looks like it's about 4 or 5 inches in diameter. So it's, I would consider that, you know, a saw that I'd use a limbing saw on that rather than a big saw, and. So here's this guy all dressed up, and if you look at the reviews on the Poulin Pro, one of them has 3 stars out of 5, another one has 2 stars out of 5. I think they were pretty generous based on my experience. What happened with us is we found out the engine wore out very, very quickly, including, you know, using the correct oil mixed with the gasoline, and the bar wore out very quickly. So that was my experience with Poulin Pro. And I didn't get it for, you know, a few dollars. I paid more than that for it, but I was really disappointed. As compared with Husqvarna, I think is way better, and I don't even like them. So I don't. In my opinion, the Poulin Pro does not hold a candle to the Steel. Do you feel differently or the same about that?
No, I totally agree, Vince. I wasn't necessarily promoting pooling. I have a couple of, I didn't even cover this, but I have a couple of McCulloughs as well. And they're older saws, real old. And they I use more than the pooling. I was kind of using the pooling example as if you see one at a garage sale and it's in good shape for $5 or $10 or something along those lines and it runs, it might not hurt to have it as something as a backup. I wasn't promoting pooling because I agree with you. I don't think they build very good saws. McCulloughs, on the other hand, is a cheaper saw, but they also, I have used both of those, one real smaller McCulloughs and the one with about a 18-inch bar on it. I have, and it's more of a limbing saw as well. And I have used them for limbing until I got this little MS-170 steel. I used them all the time for limbing. But I was using the pooling not as an example of necessarily one that you have that you need to use all the time because I don't think they are. But again, if like I said, you know, looking a gift horse in the mouth is to look and see what kind of condition his teeth are in when you're getting it for free. So if you find a pooling at a garage sale and it runs for $5. You know, it might be the difference later on if you store it correctly and don't use ethanol gasoline and use some kind of a really good preservative like Seafoam or PRI products in your gasoline, or drain it completely, better yet, run it dry, and store it correctly. It might be something in a pinch that, might save your life.
Absolutely agreed. No question about it. But the bottom line is, if you had to stake your life on a poolin, I wouldn't be all that interested if I had other options like a steel. I think, from my experience, the steel is the go-to saw. If you're going to buy one and you're going to depend on it, that would be a steel. And you might want to, believe it or not, you might want to buy one a little bit bigger than you think you might need, because a little saw is little in every way. The sprockets, the chains, the bar, the engine, everything is smaller. And so a larger saw will generally last longer doing the same job as compared with a smaller saw. That's absolutely true. But, you know, don't keep them where there's a lot of moisture and the chain is going to start rusting and the bar is going to start rusting. And I think you'll enjoy it, but you need to be really careful with the chainsaw. Make sure you wear hearing protection. Make sure you wear eye protection. Make sure you wear gloves. Don't wear loose-fitting clothes. And they've got this guy standing there in baggy pants at the PoolinPro.com website. You know, this is how you do it. He's got a shirt that's untucked. He's got baggy pants on, but yet he's got his sleeves.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm going to have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back. Permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Labor Department's reporting that around 145,000 jobs were added in December, a number that's below what economists expected, but the unemployment rate remained the same at 3.5%. The Labor Department report says there were increases in retail and health care jobs. The mining industry lost workers. Overall, 2019, a good year for jobs. The 10th straight year, the U.S. added more jobs than it lost. Police in Florida releasing more information about what led to a morning lockdown at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa. They say a man with a gun vandalized a car and the front door of his ex-wife's apartment in that vicinity. Police got a tip that the man might be near the base, so MacDill was notified and the lockdown was ordered, but the man is now in custody. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, "Dad, this is good." So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised. Because my wound, closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
We're talking about chainsaws, and class, there's a lot of lessons to be learned here. I have a friend from Virginia. His name is Ashley, and he is an auctioneer. And one day I asked him, so how's the, this was probably close to 20 years ago, so Ashley, how's the auction business? And here's what he said. He said, "Vinny, good stuff sells good. Junk is always junk. So when you consider a chainsaw, if you don't recognize that name, yeah, it's probably not too good." So here's a couple thoughts. Here's what I found. Now, this is what goes wrong with our chainsaws. over time, the carburetors fail. Now, what we try to do is, when we're done using the chainsaw, we will pour out the fuel, run the engine until all the fuel has been consumed. No fuel in the carburetor left. And that makes it, it's great for winterizing. That's the same thing you do with not only a chainsaw, but a weed whacker, a high-pressure washer, a lawnmower, same thing, okay? Because the fuel generally has ethanol, alcohol in it, and it is hydroscopic, so it draws moisture in. And the aluminum parts in the carburetor, in the fuel system, corrode. And now, because our government has decided that you need to have alcohol in the fuel, the carburetors, fuel injection system, we're having all kinds of problems. Motorcycles, all these gasoline-powered devices are susceptible to problems. So what does it cost? Well, during the break, I went to eBay, and I'm seeing, well, here's one guy that sold 1,292 carburetors. Another guy sold 1,279. Another guy sold 261. And so these are being sold by the hundreds, if not the thousands. A lot of carburetors are being sold. Now, the carburetors probably, if you have good compression, if you pull that handle in and you can feel the resistance as the piston goes up toward the compression stroke, if the compression is good, the problem is generally either the spark or the carburation. So if you buy a carburetor, what does that cost? Well, an entire kit shipped to you, with shipping included, if you have a Craftsman, a typical Craftsman, chainsaw, $11.58. Now, what do you get? Well, you get the spark plug, a carburetor, a complete carburetor, an in-tank fuel filter, carburetor gaskets, and an air filter, and shipping, $11.58. Now, what would a Husqvarna cost? Well, same thing, same contents, fitting a Husqvarna chainsaw, a typical one, $11.45. So what I'm saying is, for around $12, you can probably fix your chainsaw. Probably. Okay? And how long does it take? It might take you a half an hour if you've never done it before. Kyle, have you replaced carburetors and spark plugs, you know, for that kind of money and fixed your saws?
I have, you know what, Vince? Many years ago, I ran into, by kind of happenstance, one of the sales reps for Seafoam. And first of all, I got to back up just a minute. I never run ethanol, gasoline in anything that's two-stroke or a small four-stroke, even like for my four-wheeler or for any four-stroke engines other than cars, because we can still buy non-ethanol premium around here. Anyway, back to the Seafoam. So I ran into this rep, and I asked him, because I'm pretty, you know, pointed when it comes to those kind of questions. I said, so what's the reality of this stuff preserving this junk and gasoline we have now? And he said, well, this is his words to me. He says, we have tested it to 4 years, but we advertise two. And so I said, so what about storing it in a chainsaw or something like that? He said, it'll keep the gas good for plumb through the winter, he said, and you'll be able, he said, it'll work fine. So at the time, I had a Husqvarna. Okay, it was not the one that went bad on me a long time ago, or either one, but it was another one that I had at the time. And so I tried it. I decided to put gasoline, I put 1 ounce per gallon of the Seafoam in the premium gas, and I left it all winter long. I didn't even fire it up. I wanted to see what was going to happen. And because the guy seemed like he wasn't trying to sell me anything, because he was selling wholesale to the parts stores. So the next year I came back to it, and I thought, well, I'll just fire this thing up and see what's going to happen. And I literally choked it and pulled it about four times, and it fired right up like it was downtown Phoenix. That saw in particular, it got broke. I'll just put it that way. It was a bad experience using a friend of mine helping me. But anyway, that saw ran great. Now, I will say this. The two Husqvarna ranchers that I had did not handle even that. They just, one of them burnt the rings out. But my steels, I have been using, like I said, the same steels for one of the 034 I've had for probably 15 years, and the 036 I've had for at least 13 years. And I store them with premium gas in them, and I put the seafoam in the gas and leave it in there, and they fire up and run all the time. Excellent. They've given me no trouble whatsoever. Having said that, if I lived in an area where I could not get non-ethanol gasoline and I had to run ethanol in them, I guarantee you there wouldn't be anything stored anywhere, anytime with ethanol in it. It is a plague as far as I'm concerned. I hate ethanol gasoline.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. Absolutely agree with you. And class, here's something else. Since we're telling you what our experiences are with Husqvarna, I was livid about this crankcase being so expensive to fix the broken plastic. Can't use the saw without this plastic case that surrounds the engine. And so I contacted. I'll just call Husqvarna. You can't call them. All you can do is send them a message, and you can describe what's going on. So I send them a message. We'll get right back to you. Well, I guess that's relative because it took 2 weeks. 2 weeks. So I would never buy another Husqvarna product, no matter what, because the parts are ridiculously expensive for what they are, and you can't get support from the manufacturer. Two reasons why I won't buy a Husqvarna product. No product. Now, they've been around for a long time. It's a really old company, hundreds of years old. I have a Husqvarna rifle. That was before, I guess, the new management took over and destroyed the company. But I've got a Husqvarna 30-06 built in the 1950s, and it's probably the most accurate rifle we have. Absolutely magnificent. But that was then. And now we have the new marketeers and the accountants helping the company figure out that, well, you know, chainsaws are disposable, and we can use plastic to hold the key components together. Here's another little tip. We have had these go bad, and it's probably because of ultraviolet light from the sun, probably because of the fuel. And they have if you have a chainsaw or a weed whacker, you know, lightweight two-cycle engine device, they have these primer bulbs, and these are little things you push with your thumb, and you move fuel from the fuel tank by pushing this bulb. It's like a small thimble, but it's kind of a clear, flexible plastic. You push it with your thumb, and it draws fuel from the tank in and pushes it toward the carburetor. And you do that until fuel flows without air in it. It's a common thing, but they break. So what do you do? Well, if you have a couple of these devices, these primer bulbs come in two typical sizes. One is the small one's 19 millimeter, and the larger one is 22 millimeter. Now, what do they cost? Well, I don't know what they cost if you buy them locally, but if you buy them directly from China on eBay, you can get 10 of them for $2.12 shipped. Now, if you were going to ship them yourself across the street, it would cost more than $2.12 for postage.
Yeah.
So I suggest if you have this, we have them. We have both sizes, and we bought them for about that price. And so we keep them in Ziploc plastic bags so they don't deteriorate before we use them. We try to keep everything in Ziploc-type plastic bags that, you know, might deteriorate from rust and moisture. And we've got lots of spare parts here at the farm because we know they're going to go bad. We just don't know exactly when. Now, it's going to take a couple weeks to get these parts from China, but I think you'll be quite impressed. And since we're talking about that, let me just switch gears for just a second. Yesterday in the U.S. mail, I received the headlight lens covers for my old 1996 Mercedes-Benz diesel, straight diesel, not turbo. It's an E300, and it's the finest car I've ever owned. It gets on the road 47 miles to the gallon. It's magnificent, and it's got close to a third of a million miles on it. It's impressive. It's Spartan. There's nothing fancy about it. The whole thing cost me $3,000. It had tires on it and wheels and a steering wheel and seats and windows and everything, $3,000. And it's my go-to car. I just love it. Well, what I found was that the headlights got more and more opaque. And they're the originals from 1996. So I bought them on eBay. And I want to tell you there's a trick to this. You can buy the whole headlight assembly, and you can spend $100 or even more, depending on the make and model of your particular vehicle. And you can spend up to $400 each for a headlight assembly. What I did was I found that I could buy just the clear lens and keep my housing. So keep the original Mercedes housing and just the clear lens, and I got them for about $50 shipped, $50 shipped from China, and they look magnificent. So I just wanted to share with you that you can buy, it's going to come from China anyway, so you can buy it directly from China, or you can buy it from some guy in the United States who bought it from China. It's coming from China. So you might want to get it directly yourself and cut out the middleman, because frankly, the Finelli family is no longer loyal to any corporation, because we have been cheated, lied to over the years, and we've just had it. So we're going to do what's best for us, and we don't care about loyalty. Now, we do care about loyalty at USA Prepares with people who we really like. We are absolutely loyal there. But to corporations that sell us defective products, nah, we're not loyal to them. Kyle, any quick comments before we go into our next break?
No, we'll just pick up the chainsaw angle on the other side.
Yeah, we'll talk about the angle of the chain and how you can alter that and get bigger and better cuts and why you should consider it and the risks. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle's with us, and we're talking about chainsaws. And Kyle has some more to tell you about the chain, the angle of the cut, and some thoughts he has. Kyle, please continue.
If you think of the cutting surface of a chainsaw chain, if you think of it in terms of being almost straight across, that's a very short little cut. If you increase that angle, the cutting surface increases. And you will notice that right in front of the chain, of that little cutting part, there is a guide, a little lip that looks almost like a picture of a wave that, in, you know, when they're making hot, when they're making, white caps. Anyway, that is your raker. And so the further you take, if you file that raker down, the bigger the cut you're going to have into the wood. But if you take that raker down too much, you will be cutting wood. Your saw will be under a major strain to be able to do that. And if you're cutting hardwood, you will probably be burning your chain up really quickly. There's a fine balance of learning exactly how to do that, and most chainsaw companies sell gauges. They will sell you a file gauge that will give you an angle that in their opinion is the correct angle, kind of in between hardwood, softwood, gives you the correct angle to be able to do both of those adequately, and then they will give you a raker gauge that will go across the top of the chain and give you approximate, you know, give you a really close actual measurement of how far down the raker should be taken. In most people, with most people, I mean virtually all of them, I highly suggest you just follow the saw's recommendations for how, what angle and how deep to file off the raker. if you ever get into the point to where you're ever, you buy like a Haddon lumber maker or one of these other ones and you decide to rip and make your own lumber, if you get down to that point, you can change the sprocket size on the front of your saw smaller and change the angle on your, the blade of your saw and rip lumber. You can actually rip, two by slab out of a log if you have it. But that's for people that really, either have learned the hard way or have the time and the inclination to try to do that. I'm just throwing that out there for an idea on what you might end up at some point in your life if the Schumer hits the fan, might need to do if you've got the wherewithal to do it. Your thoughts, Vince?
Well, yeah, I agree with that. And there are a couple other things to consider. One is chainsaw sharpening. So if you go to the local hardware store, they might have a guy who sharpens chainsaws, and typically they cost about $3 to sharpen. At least they did around here last several years when I saw a guy bring their saw or saw chain in. And I couldn't understand why anybody would have someone else sharpen their chain for their chainsaw, because the price of a new chain is about, let's say, $20. So if you sharpen it yourself, it only takes a few times to pay for the chain if you sharpen it yourself. And if you sharpen it yourself and you learn how to do it, you're probably not going to do what that quote-unquote professional would do. Because here's what he would do. He would say, well, I want this to be really sharp, so I'm going to take off enough material off the chain, off each cutter, so that it's really sharp. When we sharpen chains, we say, what is the absolute minimum that we can take off? Because if we take off the minimum each time, we'll get to sharpen that chain more times, and it'll last way longer. And another thing is, if you have the chain sharpened quickly, and they're in a hurry, what happens is they use a grinding wheel, a specially curved grinding wheel on a machine that, like an Oregon or another brand, that will sharpen the chain. And what happens is, if you do it too quickly, that grinding wheel against that small piece of steel will overheat it, and it will lose its temper, and it will become weaker and softer and wear out faster as you use the chain to cut. And once that happens, it's almost, well, it's very, very difficult to retemper it. Practically, it's never done. So what you've done is you've gotten your chain cut so that it won't last as long because more metal's removed, and the guy might probably have overheated the chain so it's lost its temper, so it won't last as long. So the bottom line is, you got to do it yourself, kind of like changing your oil in your vehicle. And Kyle, let's talk a little bit about the different types of ways of sharpening that chain. You can use a round hand file specifically designed and sized for each type of chain. You can learn the angle. You can do it yourself for just a few dollars for the file. You can get a diamond or a stone that goes on a Dremel, or you can buy a, you know, more of a professional chainsaw sharpener with a wheel.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.